over half of us grew up in families with childhood experiences that were marked with challenges and were certainly less than idyllic. The sobering truth is that the experiences we had as children may unknowingly contribute to perpetuating the same adverse experiences for our own children. Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayungs, Family Life Human Sciences Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. During the last week or so, 5 Iowa State University Extension Family Life Specialists, including myself, had the opportunity to interact with Dr. Robert Anda, a co-investigator with the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, or ACE study. It was conducted with the Center for Disease Control and Kaiser Permanente Healthcare during the 1990s. In short, the study, led by Dr. Anda and Dr. Vincent Folletti, found that childhood experiences of physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, including neglect, as well as household dysfunctions that included substance abuse, divorce, incarceration, hunger, domestic violence, mental illness, and incarceration, can lead to a host of adult health and social problems. Plain and simple, childhood trauma is the nation's number one public health problem. The CDC's Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, ACE study, the largest public health study you never heard of, shows that childhood trauma is very common. The study found that 2/3 of U.S. adults have experienced at least one type of childhood trauma. Children who are exposed to many adverse childhood experiences may become overloaded with stress hormones, leaving them in a constant state of fight or flight and unable to focus. Children learn adaptive and coping behaviors in response to these experiences. Doctors Anda and Folletti also found that the ACEs, or adverse childhood experiences, seem to cluster. In other words, 40% of those studied actually had 2 or more adverse childhood experiences. And the more ACEs, the more health issues that are likely to result as adults. The number of ACEs was strongly associated with adult high-risk health behaviors such as smoking, alcohol, and drug abuse, including promiscuity and severe obesity, and correlated with ill health including depression, heart disease, cancer, chronic lung disease, and shortened lifespan. The ACE study breaks new ground in exposing the physical manifestations of childhood trauma. The effects of the ACEs can last a lifetime, but they don't have to for our children. The cycle can be broken by developing safe, stable, and nurturing relationships that heal the parent and the child. The key to success is healthy relationships and building resiliency. So join us this month on the Science of Parenting blog as we discuss ways to build resiliency in children. We will also discuss ways that communities can begin to support all children and families in reducing the incidence and impact of adverse childhood experiences. The encouraging facts are that 1/3 of all adults have an ACE score of 0, and these adults have few, if any, risk factors for diseases that are common causes of death in the U.S. Can you imagine how creative, vital, healthy, and innovative our country would be if every child had an ACE score of 0? But unfortunately, we can't go backward and correct the past. So join us this month as we look towards the future.